So, good morning, everyone. This is Kate Kolskog, registered psychologist with Supporting Wellness, Psychological and Family Services. And I'm just very excited today to introduce Tanya, who is joining our practice, and she is our divorce coach. And this just nicely complements all the other therapies that we offer here at Supporting Wellness, as we do a lot of couples, marriage, and family therapy. So having this specialty added to our list of therapeutic value is fantastic, because I think, and I'm sure learning as we talk about this more and more, just what a needed service this is for individuals who are facing a difficult time, a difficult topic in their life when they're going through separation and divorce. So perhaps we can start off with you just introducing yourself, how you decided to get into divorce coaching, and maybe just a little bit about the value of this service at Supporting Wellness.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy you're here.
Yeah. Well, divorce coaching kind of fell in my lap. It sort of found me in a way. I spent about 20 years in the real estate business, and as I worked with clients in real estate, I found that it was the stories behind the reasons that they were moving that were so fascinating to me. And a lot of the time, what I found is that as they went through the whole process from beginning to end, it was those stories that was the continuous part of working with them that they found me helpful with. And it was just sort of one of those situations where you wouldn't expect that coaching would be a part of real estate.
Mm-hmm.
However, because each person is typically going through some sort of transition in their life, they're either going through divorce, or they're getting married, they're having children, they're moving on in life. There's all different aspects as to what real estate represents for them. And so I found that oftentimes I got to know people on a much more intimate level mm-hmm. by doing that. So when although I'm still in real estate, I was working for a real estate developer. And when my position with them came to a natural close, I kind of thought, well, coaching seems to me as a perfect segue into something that I can offer that sort of takes my two passions and puts it together.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I also have been through divorce.
Right.
So, although I didn't have like really difficult divorces, I learned a lot going through divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I had friends and family that were like, oh my gosh, could you help me with this? Or they had questions. And what I found is they didn't have a resource of where they could go to get those answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I looked into it, and I had been doing life coaching and relationship coaching for about 4 years. And then I decided I wanted to look into what kind of services were available specifically for coaching. And I found there was really quite a gap
mm-hmm.
in the market, especially in Canada.
Yeah. I know when you started talking about that, I was wondering like how many divorce coaches there are. And yeah, in the United States, this is very much kind of part of that transition, someone that people see, where in Canada, you don't see it as much. So mm-hmm. it's a very new,
it's relatively new
specialty,
here, yes.
Mm-hmm. you know, for, you know, going through that transition.
Yeah. Here in Calgary specifically, besides myself, I know of one other person who's actually licensed to be a divorce coach.
Mm-hmm.
There are, of course, coaching people who can help in divorce to actually have that certification, though. There's more people in the East that I know of. I do know of a few in BC as well.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Alberta, I think there's five or six of us all together that I know of personally.
Mm-hmm.
So it is still relatively new. However, it's definitely going to take on a life of its own, because it is such a great addition to what else is out there when you're going through a divorce.
Yes, and I think that's what I really have learned through speaking with you, is that mm-hmm. the transition and working through this transition, there's lots of pieces to the puzzle.
Yes.
And of course, being a psychologist, you know, I'm typically seeing clients for the emotional aspect of that. Mm-hmm. And as a psychologist, I'll get asked legal questions, which I'm not qualified to answer. And I'm usually referring my clients either to mediation or to a lawyer to start that process. But
exactly.
I think what I've learned from you is that, you know, you work in collaboration with so many of those professionals who help the person go through this.
Exactly.
So maybe you could start off by talking about kind of that early onset where when people are making this decision, whether they're, mm-hmm. you know, contemplating it or they've actually made the decision or their spouse or partner has made the decision. Maybe you can just kind of walk through, you know, the beginning,
sure.
you know, steps as yeah. to, okay, yes, there's the emotional part and people are very upset. They're either in shock, you know, they're typically reaching out to family and friends, like you had mentioned. Mm-hmm. They might even come and see a therapist just to talk about, you know, the fear. But then there is this, there's the practical side, right? There's the paperwork and there's the step. So maybe you can start off by talking sure. about, you know, that first initial step.
Absolutely. I find that there's the three parts to divorce, or the three stages, if you will, before, during, and after.
Right.
And although I can help in either situation, I find the earlier I get involved, the easier it is for the client. Mm-hmm. Just because I become that point person throughout the process that they can refer back to.
Right.
On top of their lawyer or their therapist. So it's like you have that collaborative feeling, although there's still... because I'm so non-legal and non-therapy, it's like I become that practical person. It's like you're a combination of your best friend, your favorite teacher, and your mom all together in one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually on the phone with a client today who said to me, you know, Tanya, honestly, I really find such value in what we do because you allow me to ask you the questions that I can't ask my parents, that I can't ask my friends, that sometimes I'm intimidated to ask my lawyer
mm-hmm.
or afraid to ask my therapist. Like it's like being that one person who can just sort of say, well, have you thought about this or have you thought about that? And so it's like it's a practical tool.
Mm-hmm.
Although I am trained in the emotional part as well, I'm trained to help them move out of the emotion into the practical.
Right.
So the earlier I get involved, the easier it is for them to help detach the emotional part and deal with the actual, what I call, business of divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not caught up in the whole reasoning for the divorce. They can actually move through it in a more integrative way that isn't so debilitating.
Right.
So typically what I do when they first come to see me, especially when it's the contemplative stage, is I just help them define the process. So they have an idea of what they're looking at coming at them. Because one of the biggest things that people are most unprepared for is what does it mean to get divorced? And lawyers are fantastic at being able to lay that out for them from the legal side. But there's so many other portions of it that are not legal that you're really left wondering, where do I get this information from?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and I think I like the word business of divorce, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because the minute we even say business of divorce, our brain picks up on that
yeah.
from a very different place. You know, it doesn't have that emotional context to it.
Exactly.
Now, you know, even as I'm sitting here, it's like, okay, now I know what to get ready for.
Yeah, it really eases the overwhelm.
Right.
Because part of the reason why people get so afraid and so caught up in the whole idea of divorce is because it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So much is thrown at you. It's one of the most emotional times of your life, and you're asked to make these life-changing permanent decisions.
Right.
And quite often what I find is that people are like, well, I don't have a clue. Where do I start? Where do I go? Like, what should I be thinking about? And so it just helps to have that person holding your hand that's, you know, taking you down the road so that you're a little bit more prepared than just sort of guessing and wondering. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's definitely a different aspect in terms of what I went through, for example.
Right.
You know, it's like I made so many mistakes.
Well, and I think, you know, what happens for most people is, you know, they do exactly what you did. They talk to friends, they talk mm-hmm. to family, they talk to other people who have been through the process, mm-hmm. You know, and ultimately a lawyer is the first person who comes to mind. Well, I'm going to have to get a lawyer. But mm-hmm. I think, you know, what I really appreciated when you did the presentation for us is just all the steps that you facilitate to get ready for the first time you meet your lawyer.
Exactly.
And so maybe you can just kind of talk about those early steps, sure. you know, before, you know, we make that first call yeah. to our lawyer. What are some of the things that we can do pre-lawyer, so we're when we're sitting there, we're really ready to talk about what it is we want and how we're going forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, it depends on the situation of the couple, right?
Right.
If it's amicable or not amicable, high conflict or not, all these little intricacies do take part, like they contribute to what actually happens. In a perfect world, typically what I'll do is I'll sit with client and just find out, you know, where they are, where they're at, what they need. So one of the first things that I discuss with them is what their wants are, what their concerns are, what their needs are, what they don't want. Because quite often, they have no idea, right? It's just, okay, I'm getting divorced. So the second part is just educating them on the process of what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And getting them to start thinking about things that they wouldn't think about naturally. Like, what are you going to do when you're at work and your kid is sick and they're at school? Typically, right. most people will be like, oh, well, my spouse will go pick them up or whatever. When that person's no longer there, you have to come up with a different plan. So you have, and that's really what it is. It's just about preparing for the worst case scenario in some cases where you know that you have a backup plan and there's a backup plan to the backup plan.
Right. Yeah.
So that you're not feeling like, oh my gosh, like this is too much. Because like I said, it's the overwhelming part that gets people.
Mm-hmm.
So those two things are one of the biggest things that I go through. And then the other large part is the disclosure section.
Right.
So depending on whether you use a lawyer or not, when you go through divorce in Alberta, you have to disclose to your partner, even if it's amicable.
Right.
So, and that process can be extremely overwhelming on by its own, just because most people, like the paperwork part is just like, ah.
Can you explain that a little bit? Like what's all a part of that disclosure? Because that word can mean sure. many things to different people. So, you know, again, you and I have talked about, you know, the different roles that a person plays in their marriage, right? Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes one partner takes on the role of finances and pays the bills and manages that piece, while maybe the other one takes on the role of caregiver and taking care of the kids' needs, right?
Precisely, yeah.
And so then, of course, when they're faced with going through this process, now, like you said, they have to take on all roles.
Exactly.
And so there's probably a lot of naivety there.
Mm-hmm.
And then just that I'm not sure what that means and what are the pieces that I'm going to have to put together for this disclosure part.
Right.
So maybe you can just talk a little bit about, you know, what is disclosure?
Sure. So disclosure means that you have to tell each other what you own. So okay. I always tell my clients, first thing is you need to know what you own and you need to know what you owe. And like you said, often the roles in the marriage, you know, one person takes care of something and the other person takes care of something different. So sometimes what happens is I'll be talking to someone and they have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, I will say things like, well, do you know where you are in your mortgage? They'll be like, I don't even know where to find that information.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have no idea, you know, what their assets are versus what they, like, do you own your home? Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what your vehicle's worth? No.
Yeah.
Like just simple things like that. Because when you do disclosure, you actually have to sign a sworn declaration stating that these values of what you own are true. You can't just wing it.
Right.
You have to be able to provide backup documents
mm-hmm.
in the form of statements or anything else that you can get that will give that information of proving that yes, this is what I have and this is what I'm worth. Pensions are another big one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all that sort of stuff that a lot of people don't know you need to know when you decide to file for a divorce.
Right.
So because there's the two portions of divorce, there's the dissolution of marriage part, and then there's the division of matrimonial property part. Oftentimes people don't even understand that distinction. So they automatically assume that, you know, part of the divorce is, you know, divvying stuff up, when actually they're two separate issues.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, a lot of people come in unprepared and not sure of what it is exactly. So I'll walk them through the process. I introduce them to the idea of creating a budget. I tell them to start tracking their expenses so that they get a really good idea of where their money is going, because they are going to have to do that sworn declaration.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you can't wing it. So just giving them those few little practical tools while they're preparing for the process, just so that when they do go to that lawyer appointment, they are more prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not they see their lawyer before or after seeing me is really irrelevant. The point is that once they come to see me, I can help them sort of say, okay, well, what does your lawyer need? And they'll say, well, here's this list they gave me. And I'll be like, all right, well, let's start at it. Where do you feel like you're comfortable with this and that? And we go through the whole process so that at the end, they end up with a binder that's completely organized, as well as a little digital copy on a jump drive that they can then pass on to their lawyer.
Oh, that's so nice.
Mm-hmm. Because most times, you know, it gets piecemealed, right? And then as you piecemeal it, not only does it create a longer divorce, it also just makes it a little bit more disorganized. So the more organized you are in the beginning, the more control you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So you're feeling more like you're in the driver's seat as to being the passenger on the divorce bus.
Right.
Right. Right. And so quite often when I speak to my clients, I'll explain to them, the more involved you are in your divorce, the more you feel in the driver's seat, the more empowered you'll feel at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
When you start the process feeling debilitated and feeling overwhelmed, that just exasperates as you go through it if you don't have a way to sort of tame it down.
Right.
So
right.
Having me there to help them sort of say, okay, let's define what your concerns are, let's define where your obstacles are, and let's figure out how to overcome those so we can get you on the other side feeling whole and complete, as opposed to feeling completely destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I love the practicality of that, you know, because I think when individuals are faced with such an emotional time, you know, whether they do it amicably or not, it's still loss, right? It's mm-hmm. it's still a loss of a marriage, a loss of a partner, and grief and loss in any form you go through many emotions, right? So, you know, you might start with anger, and then there might be sadness, and then there's, you know, denial that comes as a part of that. I'm just going to pretend like this isn't happening.
Exactly.
You know, and then there is that protective factor, right? It's like, I can't tell my friends and family everything, or they're getting tired of talking yes. To me, or they're saying I need to do something, but I'm not ready yet, or well, you know, whatever the conversation is. But that's the part about this divorce coaching piece that I so value,
mm-hmm.
because you know, I can say to my clients right from the beginning, you now has a person who can walk you through exactly. all the steps, all the questions that you're asking me. You're going to have someone that's going to walk you through those steps and be with you potentially if they want from beginning, middle, and end.
Exactly.
So maybe you can just talk a little bit about your role. Like I know sure. you attend meetings if yes. if they want.
Well, typically, again, depending on where they are in their divorce, the very first thing we do is assess what their needs are. What I really like to do is create that picture at the end for people so that they know what it could be. Mm-hmm. Instead of feeling that hole like you described it, right? And concentrating on that, I like to shift the perspective so that they're looking ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of work with what's the potential of what your life could be.
Right.
Even though this pinnacle person that's been such a big part of your life will no longer exist within your close circle, per se, then what else could there be out there? So as we focus on that, it kind of creates its own little yellow brick road, if you will.
Yeah.
So that people feel like they're not so distraught with the idea. And so what I can help them do is, yes, for sure, prepare them for their lawyer appointments. Because oftentimes when people will go and listen to their lawyer, sometimes they're not catching it all because they're so emotional or because they're overwhelmed. They're right. missing those pieces that are important. And it's not that they can't go back to their lawyer and ask them the questions again. It's just if they have somebody there with them, who can take notes for them or who can prep them beforehand or review with them afterhand, that often helps just in of itself.
Yeah, I like that.
And there's also a whole process to divorce, and it doesn't have to be litigation. People sometimes don't understand that you don't have to go to court. I can't tell you how many times I hear clients say, well, when I get in front of the judge, and I'll be like, whoa, whoa, why would you want to go in front of a judge?
Mm-hmm.
Not even talking from a cost perspective, but, you know, there's many ways to address this that don't require a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand that.
Yeah.
Like, it can be as simple as a conversation with your ex if you're still amicable of just figuring out stuff, you know. I have a parenting plan process that I can give them that they can go through with their spouse, or that I can go through with them that they can present to their spouse. We also have different, I have a whole bunch of different tools that I can use with them to help get them prepared for the process so they don't feel like, you know, they're at the whim of someone else making those decisions for them.
Right. Now, I think in your presentation, you talked a lot about collaboration mm-hmm. of other professionals.
Building your team,
mm-hmm. yes. And
it's extremely
this,
important.
Yeah, and this was an eye-opener for me, you know, because even, again, with my clients, I'm typically saying, well, you know, you're going to have to go to a lawyer, and they can answer that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, as you started to branch down the different areas, there's other players that
Absolutely.
You probably should consult with. So can you address,
sure.
you know, how you create your team and how mm-hmm. you collaborate with other professionals?
Well, like I said, I already sort of alluded to the metaphor of a bus. I really like that, and I find it really helps people when I talk about that metaphor, because
yes.
if you consider yourself the driver, and then there's all these seats behind you, it's like, who do you want on that bus with you? So that's kind of the way.
Yeah, it's a great metaphor.
So absolutely, a lawyer. You need a lawyer that's going to help you sort of get through those legal questions and maneuver the whole process for you.
Mm-hmm.
Having a coach definitely is important. And I'm not just saying that because I am one, because it's truly important to have that other person to talk things through with.
Yes.
So that you're not going to your lawyer's office completely scattered, because the conversation can really go anywhere. So if you go in prepared, knowing the topic you want to discuss and what your wants and your needs and your concerns are, then it just helps guide the conversation easier. So then that can then be communicated to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part where people get overwhelmed, right? So the lawyer is definitely a pinnacle person, coaching definitely also, and then a therapist. Like I always say, if it was up to me to decide how people go through divorce, besides the lawyer, they would be gifted a coach and a therapist working hand in hand with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the two modalities together really create that perfect opportunity to not only heal as you're going through your divorce, but to also move forward in the divorce. Mm-hmm. So those two together, I feel like, are really an important combination.
Mm-hmm.
And then also having someone for your children as well.
Mm-hmm.
So having a child counselor or even a parenting coordinator, something along those lines, so that your children are being addressed as well, because they're just innocent passengers on the bus. They don't get to have a say.
Mm-hmm.
So having someone there to advocate for them is also extremely important. From there, the other biggest part that I think people forget is that, especially when it comes to court and talking to judges, if you go to court, you have a judge, you have two lawyers, and you have two people. It's five people, none of which are financial professionals.
Right.
So the fact that people oftentimes will go through the whole divorce process and not consult someone who is specialized in talking about finances, especially when splitting assets, is really not doing you any favors. So
mm-hmm.
if you do have a lot of assets, if you have a company, if we're talking big dollar values when you're going through your divorce, it really is in your best interest to consult with a certified divorce financial analyst, because they really do help create that bigger picture, because no two assets are created equally.
Mm-hmm.
So even though the dollar value may seem equal, sometimes in the long run or even in the short run, that dollar value is not equal.
Right.
So having someone like that in your back pocket is definitely helpful, along with an accountant and a financial planner as well. And then the next big piece is, of course, property. So having a real estate agent or having a mortgage broker combination team, that's also another big piece. And then from there as well, there's all the personal part, like a physical trainer or a massage therapist or an acupuncturist, and that whole part. Because the other part that oftentimes gets pushed to the wayside when going through divorce is your own personal well-being.
Right.
So the other big thing that I work a lot with my clients with is keeping their resilience up, because it's really easy to get lost in the emotional aspect. And then the first thing to be found to fall apart is your physical body.
Yeah, it's just not taking care of the wellness side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like they're not eating properly, they're not sleeping properly, they're not exercising, and like all those things that they sort of did naturally get pushed aside because of stress, because of all of a sudden this new big thing on their plate that they have to cope with. So just reminding them that the team isn't just about the divorce. The team is about getting themselves through the divorce in a way that, again, ends keeps them at the end being empowered and whole.
Yeah.
So that is another important part.
And I see now too just how all the collaboration pieces fit so nicely together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know when you did the presentation, I want listeners to really hear this part, because I have not experienced a separation or a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting there and working in this profession as a marriage and family therapist for, you know, over 15 years, I could feel the angst just talking about all the information. So the minute mm-hmm. you started really walking us all through, you know, the major core pieces and steps that someone has to address, I was overwhelmed.
Yes.
You know, I was really overwhelmed, and it brought such consideration, you know, for me to be really thinking about now when I'm dealing with clients and knowing what they're facing. I feel so much more educated on the process, but more so, I feel delighted that we have you on our team and that we can refer to you mm-hmm. because I'm a step-by-step person.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm also very much like when you're emotional, your brain doesn't work that way.
No.
You know, so when you really talk about having a therapist and a coach working hand in hand, I see how that fits so well.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can focus really on that irrational fear, you know, part where you can make things really concrete, really rational, mm-hmm. and you can handhold through that process, which I think so many people need.
It's true.
Going through this. I can only imagine the difference of doing it on your own.
If I got a dime for every time I had someone say to me, "Where were you when I went through my divorce?"
Yeah.
It's really quite interesting, because when I talk to people who haven't experienced divorce or who haven't really touched divorce, oftentimes I get a quizzical look on their face.
Like, mm-hmm.
What is it that you do? Whereas if I talk to someone who's had divorce in their life at some point, whether their parents have been divorced or whether they themselves have gone through a divorce, the look is completely different. They're
mm-hmm.
like, oh gosh, like that must have been that. Oh, wow. Like it's just a completely different reaction.
Right. Yeah.
And because therein lies the problem of sometimes what I do, because people are like, what do you mean? There's a lack of education of how valuable it is.
And that's the part that I really want to emphasize to our listeners, is that is your role, to really help mm-hmm. strategically go through the process.
Yeah.
And that I love the binder too. You
yes.
know, it's like when you said, okay, and then we're going to have everything in a binder and everything's laid out. I can only imagine how different that looks for the person who didn't have a divorce coach going to their lawyer versus the person who did.
Yes.
You know, and after you were done the presentation, you know, the confidence I felt of, boy, I would have all of this laid out for me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would be meeting with my lawyer knowing,
yes.
you know, this is what my world looks like
mm-hmm.
and I understand it, versus feeling, you know, so afraid, perhaps ignorant of the process.
Well, and that's
right?
a really good point, because one of the other things that I failed to mention is I'm trained to know the biggest mistakes people make.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trained to recognize them.
Yes.
So when I
so
see
good.
Someone heading towards one of the biggest mistakes that people make in divorce, I can curtail it. And I don't do it by telling them what to do. I do it by helping them see it on their own. So again, that empowerment piece is so important.
Yeah,
so
and just asking those really commonsensical
questions exactly.
right? That,
yeah.
you know, like, again, I'm not even thinking, you know, what my life would look like a year from now.
Exactly.
You know, because you're in the roller coaster ride of your life right now, mm-hmm. when you're going through this.
It's hard to think of the future when you're grieving something that's ending.
For sure. Right? But it's nice to know.
It's a challenging concept.
Yeah, it is challenging, but it is also nice to know that there is an end point.
Exactly.
And that life does go on after divorce.
That's one of the biggest things that I like to infuse in my process is the joy aspect.
Right.
Because divorce can be depressing, and because people tend to focus on that ending.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to sort of bring it around to what else can you be looking forward to, and how could this be better for you? Even though sometimes it's hard to say, well, I don't want to, because they don't want to let go of it, or sometimes mm-hmm. they do, it just depends on the circumstance. Yet it doesn't have to be a heavy topic. It doesn't have to be depressing and hard. It can be joyful. It can be light. You can actually go through this looking forward to your future.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things nobody's talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that, it's no different than in therapy.
Exactly.
When we have a toolkit
yeah.
to navigate our emotions, our feelings, our purpose, our plans,
mm-hmm.
then you do see the yellow brick road, right? Yeah. But if you're trying to navigate and work through this without having the tools that are necessary
mm-hmm.
or the information that's necessary, you're still going to find the end, but it could be a longer stretch. It could be
exactly.
very confusing, and there mm-hmm. could be a lot of dead ends, right?
For sure.
And so I just love the fact that there is this person that can help navigate a process that's very difficult.
And often understood.
And misunderstood. Yeah, really misunderstood.
Yeah.
I think, too, we talked a little bit about the kids when you were talking mm-hmm. about the collaboration of a team and having a therapist for your kids. But I think it's really good for parents to understand, because I know that's what parents ask me, how are my kids going to get through this? Are they going to get through this?
Mm-hmm.
I also see parents who are very angry and not maybe doing a great job of navigating communication or propelling through this process.
Mm-hmm.
And kids, as a family therapist, I address these problems a lot and help parents navigate through that piece. But is there anything that you do specifically? You talked about a parenting plan mm-hmm. and helping bring up that conversation, but is there anything that you wanted to add to that piece that
sure.
we might have missed?
Yeah. I don't personally work with kids. I'm not trained to do that.
Right.
So what I typically do is there's a whole process that I walk through with clients regarding children. Not only about the parenting plan portion of, where they're going to be and when and how, which is the practical part, but also giving them pointers on how to know if something's not right. So how do you know if your kids maybe not coming along as well as you think they are?
Right.
Just having those little pointers for them. And then again, the huge importance of having a therapist to
mm-hmm.
help go through that work. So although I personally am not a therapist and I don't work with kids or work with the traditional issues that could happen for children in divorce, I'm a huge advocate for making sure my clients know ahead of time. The term that I use is play chess with pawns, not your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that is sort of the underlying meaning that I have in the delicate way that I present it to them with, make sure you remember your child is an innocent bystander in this.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't ask for this.
So true.
And just keeping that clarity of focus in mind when they're making choices and when they're thinking through things just helps them see that they're not, again, they're not a victim in this thing called divorce. There's a whole process involved and there's more than one person involved. And the wider you keep that focus, the easier it is to go through it because it doesn't become so egocentric in a way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I can't advocate enough, how I see the difference,
mm-hmm.
So two parents who go through divorce, who put their children first,
yes.
They bring them into the process. They allow their voice to be heard. They support their needs and what they value.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids, as hard as it is, they do thrive. They do get through this. And they see, the most important people in their life being their parents,
mm-hmm.
problem solving, communicating and finding solutions.
Exactly.
And that is so important, so powerful. You know, because those are all life skills.
Exactly.
You know, they're all life skills. And if your kids can look up and be a witness to that, then, you know, your kids are going to do well.
Exactly.
And again, it just, you know, I can't say enough about the coaching aspect. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of emotions rear up because of uncertainty, right? Because of fear. They're not clear on the direction, the scope, the magnitude, mm-hmm. or what they're supposed to be doing.
And the what happens if part.
Yeah. And so when we're there, we're powerless, right? Exactly. Uncertainty is powerlessness. Mm-hmm. And the value of coaching that I see is that it creates certainty.
Exactly.
You know, you really start to see the path, and that gives you power.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like putting a camera lens into focus.
Yeah, it creates that sense of control. And if you feel like you can not only be a passenger on a bus, but that you can actually drive the bus, mm-hmm. you know, then when you feel that much more in control, those emotions aren't so all over the map, right? And so that certainty comes in that, okay, this is going to be difficult, but I have a direction.
Yeah.
Right? And that is just so important for people to understand that you're the individual that can help guide and direct them through a difficult process, mm-hmm. Especially if you have never been exposed to this, you know? And a lot of people have not. You know, like,
no, yeah, for sure.
They've never went through it, or they're not expecting it either. You know, I think last time you and I talked a little bit about, you know, there's usually one partner that's further ahead in this process than the other, right? And so there's one person who is planning, you know, they're mentally and emotionally further out of the relationship or the marriage than the other person. And so when the person in the unknown discovers that their partner no longer wants to be in this relationship, this union, you know, it takes that person more time to catch up, right?
Exactly.
And to get their head around what's actually happening.
They're getting it from both sides.
Right, yeah.
They're just learning that their relationship is over,
right?
And it's like really over.
Yeah, exactly. You know, where the other person who has had time to dissolve the relationship in their mind, they've mm-hmm. planned, they've prepped, they
quite often,
you know,
they've already started some of the steps.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, so I think too, just to be mindful of that, you know, people don't come into this on equal terms. You know, some people
it's
are further
true.
Ahead and others, you know, it's a shock. They had no idea that this was going to take place. So they need that empathy and that compassion and that time to emotionally, you know, get prepared. And I, you know, again, I just see all the steps that you help them through, you know, really help direct that certainty. Mm-hmm. And yes, working alongside a therapist can really help navigate both sides of that. So important.
So true.
So maybe you can just kind of typically walk through, you know, so, okay, I've decided that I'm getting separated. Mm-hmm. So how do I find you? You know, what's kind of, you know, the steps do you offer?
Sure.
You know, packages, how does it work?
Typically what I do is I'll do a complimentary consultation on the phone.
Okay.
That just helps me get a better idea of where they're at, which process they're in with the divorce. It's beginning, during, or end, because I do help people at the end as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I get a good picture of what their concerns are, what their obstacles are, and then I can sort of guide them as to what I feel like they may need from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I do individual sessions. However, I do have packages, and the packages aren't necessarily laid out in sessions. They're laid out in hours. So I do 3, 6, and 10. So then, because some processes require more than an hour and some require less. So it doesn't necessarily turn out to be 3 sessions, although it could be 3 sessions.
Right. Yeah.
So it really just depends. That initial consultation is extremely important because it really helps me get an idea of how I can help them. And so if we collectively decide that 3 sessions, for example, would work, then that's where we start. And then if they need to just see me afterwards once in a while, then that option exists for them, or if they find that, you know what, I think I'm going to need you for three more. We can either just tap on, like go to the six and they can just pay the difference, or we can just do a whole new package. It really just depends on how their divorce is manifesting and how they're going through it.
Right. And I can see you probably giving them lots of homework. You know? You know, so yeah. It's like, okay, you know, if we're going to be dealing with the finances,
definitely
right?
Definitely a partnership, for sure.
Yeah, this they're going to have to go back and get a lot of those things together and then bring them back to you and then kind of next step, right?
I like to say simple, not easy.
Right.
So I'm there to simplify the process for them. However, the work is still there. So although my experience has been people are more ready to do it when they have that conversation with me where it's sort of laid out and they're like, oh, okay, that's not as overwhelming as I thought it would be.
Yes.
Or I break it down into steps for them. It's like, let's just start with this piece right now and see how you make out with that. And then we'll worry about the rest. And so just even that permission to slow it down and just take it piece by piece really helps.
So. How long do you have typically, you know, so let's say, you know, my husband came home and said he's leaving.
Oh,
you know,
it
so
it goes really quick, unfortunately.
So yeah, I'm just more curious about that. So if I was served with papers,
if you're not aware that your marriage is coming to an end, so worst case scenario, you have no idea, and all of a sudden, la la la, and someone knocks on your door, and you're handed a paper package where you're quote served.
Right.
You have 20 days to respond if you live in Alberta.
Okay. And if when you say respond, what does that mean exactly?
You actually have to reply to the statement of claim that's in there.
Okay.
Just by saying, I've received it. And you have to file what's called a statement of defense.
Okay.
So basically, you're not agreeing to the terms on that statement of claim.
Okay.
So you're saying, okay, I acknowledge that we're getting divorced. However, this is not what we call contested. So
right.
It becomes an uncontested divorce.
Okay.
So
20 days
20
to do
days
that. Okay.
To absorb the idea that your marriage is now going to be over, to digest the idea, and to find help.
Okay. And so what if it is more amicable?
If it's more amicable, it's still 20 days. Although, if you're a little bit more prepared for it, then it can go quicker. So now 20 days to respond. So that includes finding a lawyer to file that paperwork that you need to file on your behalf.
Okay.
Unless you're doing what's called a regular uncontested divorce. So an uncontested divorce means that you're both on the same side. You've agreed that, you know, you're not going to argue about it. We've come to the recognition that we need to dissolve our marriage. And to do an uncontested divorce here in Alberta is not expensive, actually. You can do it for less than $500.
Okay.
It's just a matter of going down to the courthouse, knowing what paperwork to do. And I actually guide people through that as well.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. So the two things that are required is that you have independent legal counsel and that you have disclosure. Again, that disclosure piece is so important.
Right.
So, and there's certain forms that need to be filed at certain times. And if your grounds is 1 year separation and no one's contesting, then it can be done quickly. You can actually start the process during that year so that at the end of the year, it's just a matter of filing paperwork.
Okay.
And then within 90 days, you can be legally divorced.
Because I know a lot of people get that mixed up, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you have to be separated for a year before you can.
Well, that's one of the quote grounds for divorce.
Okay.
So that falls into the dissipation of marriage part, which is the dissolution of marriage, sorry, which is different from separating the division of matrimonial property. So you don't have to wait a year to start dividing your matrimonial property. That's where some people get confused.
Okay.
You have to wait a year to have grounds. So you can start the process during that year so that when you get there, everything's done. And in Alberta, you're allowed 90 days reconciliation period. So what that means is if during that year, at some point, you choose to reconcile and move back in together, as long as it doesn't exceed 90 days from when you get back together again and get apart and separate again,
right.
You don't have to start the year over again.
Okay.
So it still works in there.
Okay.
So there are these little things that, again, you know, depending on the situation where you're at. Overwhelming. It's very overwhelming. There's lots to divorce. There's really quite a bit. And there's lots of stuff that really you wouldn't know unless you're talking to someone who's been with it.
That's right.
Or through it, I should say.
Can you just, you know, I know you're a certified divorce coach, but can you just tell me a little bit about that certification, what that represents, just because we don't have a lot in Canada, so...
Yeah, I had to go to the States to get that.
Okay.
And basically what it is, it was a very intense process in the program, where it not only discussed the practicalities of divorce and having to know sort of the whole process and what it involves, it also addressed the emotional parts as well. So understanding when people are in their quote reptilian brain, what that looks like. And we learned about the limbic system and stress and all of that stuff. So it's not just about knowing the process of divorce, although that's a huge part of it. It's mm-hmm. also about being able to recognize people's needs when they're in it, what their wants, the typical stuff, like I said, I already mentioned the typical mistakes that people can make. Mm-hmm. So just going through that whole process, it was an intensive process that took almost 6 months of the actual certification process itself.
Okay.
And then of course there's all of the other stuff that goes along with being board certified. So
mm-hmm. And I think that's important for listeners to know too, is that you are board certified. You mm-hmm. do have an ethical code and a yes. standards of practice, which yes. you know is very important. Mm-hmm. So I just want to stress that this is something that you're educated to
exactly.
do, you're certified to do
exactly.
and again, I just really like that you have both sides there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that we just go and see you for a little quick checklist. It's, you know, you can walk through, like you said, the beginning, the middle, and the end. Mm-hmm. And each of those phases, I think, are really important because different things happen as you move through this journey.
There's different pitfalls at the different stages. And mm-hmm. like I said, that's some of the stuff that I'm trained to be able to recognize.
That's right. One thing I didn't ask you, so, you know, we talked about collaboration and we talked about, you know, forming your team. Mm-hmm. So do you help your clients do that?
Like, absolutely.
Do you have lawyers that you work
yeah.
with and
to have
therapists,
a whole Rolodex.
You know,
because that's the other part. I mean, it's one thing to say that these people exist. Personally, myself, I'm very cautious about who I refer to. I like to make sure that I know the value and the way that I treat my clients.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's an extremely important thing to be able to pass them on to someone who holds those same values.
Right.
So I'm not here to get people through their divorce. I'm here to help them through it.
Right.
So nice. That whole process means that I'm there as their advocate, as their person, looking out for their best interest. So mm-hmm. when I create my referral list, I make sure that I individually talk to each person that I have met, each person. And so that when I do a referral, I make sure it's with somebody that I know mm-hmm. has been tested and tried and true, or whatever you want to
yeah,
call that
yeah.
statement. That yeah. So that I know that my clients are going to be in good hands throughout the whole process.
Well, and again, because divorce coaching is quite new, right? Mm-hmm. I think even just for lawyers and therapists and accountants.
That's part of the process, is
yeah,
educating them as well.
You know, because I know even for me, this was a whole new area that I wasn't aware existed. Mm-hmm. And now that I do, I just feel so good because I feel like I'm giving them a road to go down.
Yes.
Oftentimes, because you know I'm not a lawyer, you know, so I send them to a lawyer, and whatever happens from that point on.
Mm-hmm.
But I do hear, you know, just how difficult it is.
Yeah.
You know, the process is difficult, and again, just having that steady, that person that's
exactly.
with you throughout. What value that mm-hmm. adds to a very difficult process, right?
So
and I just, you know, I love the fact that we're able to kind of even talk about this with a happy ending attached to it.
Yeah.
And again, I think it's that certainty. You know, the more and more I talk to you about this, mm-hmm. the clearer I get about the steps and how you can walk. And I just feel really confident now for the clients that I refer, that they have hand-holding there.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't just have to be one meeting and go and do all of this stuff. You educate them, you give them a list, you prep them for those meetings.
Yes.
That can be time-consuming and Sometimes just, you know, not many of us know legal aspects, and divorce, right? And that's hard.
Like, truly, divorce can go in any way. Like, honestly, there's no set way for it to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different turns and paths that it can go down. It's crazy.
Yeah. Really. Yeah. Well, you know? And that's just
and
it, right?
And part of it is because of that emotional aspect, right? Mm-hmm. Because people are emotionally driven. And when the emotions run the show, that's when mistakes happen. And that's when what can be a really simple process becomes really difficult.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so true.
Personally, I feel divorce professionals are amazing people because there's so much to it.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be extremely educated. They have to really know different nuances and different tactics. So, I mean, there's already a plethora of people out there that people can access. Mm-hmm. It's just when you're, it's like sending them off to the woods, right? So it's like, yeah, you're prepared, yet you're not really, because you don't really know what could be around the corner that you don't know who can help you with it. So when you have that point person who can say, hey, okay, this is potential what might happen, I think possibly might help you to talk to this person.
Yeah.
And here's a few names that you can go and call and interview. So that's the part that people miss.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's a great starting point.
Exactly.
You know, and everybody needs a starting point. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think it's a starting point that just opens up the discussion to all the different elements attached, right?
Exactly.
And like you said, I just love the whole part about creating your team,
mm-hmm.
Because it does take a team of professionals to walk through this. So, so always just a joy. You know, I could talk about this for a long time. And I think, you know, for myself, I've just learned so much about the process.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what I feel so good about is the support, you know, mm-hmm. and that's the part for me, you know, when clients come and see me, I want to know that when they leave the time they spend with me, that they have something they can put in their toolkit
exactly.
and take away with them.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about this specialty area, you know, that's what I see. I see, you know, just this really big toolkit. But you don't even take the tools home alone.
I was just gonna say, you don't have to do it alone.
You don't have to do it alone. Message. And that's the even the best
thing,
part.
Yeah, if there's one thing to take away from this whole conversation is you don't have to go through it alone.
Alone. And I think so many people, that's their hesitation, right? It's mm-hmm. who can I talk to?
Who can I trust?
And who can I trust?
And,
right? Yeah.
And that's the part, that's having that independent, unbiased third party who can just look at the facts and say, okay, and repeat it back to you in a way where you can see it.
Right.
Without the emotional attachment of what the neighbors are going to say or what my ex is in, like, you know, what the in-laws are going to think.
For sure. Yeah, because there's all of that. Little... It's neutral ground. It's
exactly.
your ground.
Mm-hmm.
And you have this person that's there to support you through the process. So I'm so grateful that we have this service now offered at Supporting Wellness Psychological and Family Services. So if someone wants to get in touch with you,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously for our listeners, you can go to our website at www.supportingwellness.com.
Mm-hmm.
You have an email attached to that, as well as our phone if you want to call.
Absolutely.
And at that time, I just love that you offer a complimentary introductory conversation by phone to talk about what you do, how you can be helpful given what stage they're at.
Exactly.
And then determine from that point on how many hours of service might be required
mm-hmm.
to walk them through that process.
Yeah.
So
and to give them an opportunity to see if it works for them, right? A large part of that consultation is to make sure that we fit.
Right.
And, you know,
yes.
You know, it's an important piece.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to make sure that you feel like you're in good hands.
That they're understood,
that they're feeling,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'm also doing a series of lectures as well. So the presentation you keep referring to, I am offering it to the public as well. So I'll be having that.
Yeah, and one's coming up. Is that correct? So you're
doing
one? I have
one this week. However, I'm also planning one for May and one for June as well.
Okay. And is there anywhere, are you posting that on our blogs and our webpage if people want to find that information?
And I'm actually going to be collaborating with one of the therapists in the office as well.
Oh, great.
On one of them as well. So, yeah. So then it's sort of getting twofold. You're getting the information about divorce, and you're also getting the marriage therapist and family services part as well.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah. So I'll definitely, yeah, I'll have all the, send all the information over to you so you can post it.
Yeah. And for all of our listeners, just so you're aware, on our webpage, our a whole nother theme that we're really trying to offer our clientele is just, you know, that educational value. So these podcasts are on our website. You can listen to them whenever you want. They're free, as well as we do a blog page where all of our therapists do different blogs and talk about the different things they're doing, like presentations, lunch and learns, those types of things, as well as a resource page. So if you're in distress, if you're needing to figure out who can I talk to in this moment where perhaps there's no one available, there are emergency contact numbers on there. And just, we have a milieu of therapists within the clinic who specialize in many different areas. So please check out our website. But if you have any questions at all of our therapists are happy to answer any of those questions alongside of our coaches and different therapies that we offer. We're more than happy to answer emails or questions if you need them addressed. So thank you again.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Just a really nice conversation. And we hope this has been a helpful, meaningful conversation for those who are going through this process. So thank you so much.
My pleasure.